it's getting, obviously, you're a couple of days away from making your start in Tampa. I don't know if you've had time yet to sit back and think about how far you've come in a year and where you are now, but I've got to think you're pretty pleased, aren't you, with where you are right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a long, you know, year and a half. So I did everything that I needed to do to put myself, you know, in this position to be where I am now, and I'm ready to get started.
Hey, Drew, when someone goes through Tommy John surgery, when they're rehabbing, at what point do you just forget about it? I know we're going to bring it up. You read everything that, you know, people write about you. There's always comma, had Tommy John surgery, blah, blah, blah. But to your mind, when did it cease becoming an issue? Was there a particular moment when you were rehabbing that you just knew that it was gone? Or when did it just stop being anything for you other than just another part of, you know, your baseball history?
I mean, I would say come in the spring training because, you know, I did everything last year the way you had to do it. I followed the protocol. I did everything the right way, and I knew what I put into it. So for me, it was over with. You know, I did everything I needed to do last year. I got back on the mound and pitched. You know, then I went to Arizona and pitched more, and I felt good. You know, it was never my arm, never. There was nothing after that. So coming into spring training for me, it was a normal spring. I had a normal off season, you know, for the first time in a while, you know, to have my normal, you know, weightlifting and all of that goes into my normal off season. So for me, coming into spring, it was just, you know, a normal year.
Drew Hutchison joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Are you a different pitcher now than you were pre this latest surgery? Are you throwing a different pitch? Are you doing things a little differently?
No, I mean, I still try to be, you know, to attack hitters and go right after them and force contact and, you know, just fill up the zone with strikes. I've changed a little bit. Obviously, I've matured a little bit. So, you know, I've gotten a little bit bigger and stronger just, you know, from being 21 to 23 now. I mean, that's really the only difference.
Pete Walker's made the point that they've made a slight mechanical adjustment as well and that you're a little more direct to home plate. Now, that's what I think. I've been reading a couple of articles on it. I think digesting what Pete Walker said down into the very simple, that's what it is. Is it just that easy that you're a little more direct to the plate than you were? And maybe, Drew, is that just a result of getting bigger? Because guys say once they get a little bigger, it does sometimes becomes a little easier to control their body.
I wouldn't say getting bigger, you know, made it like that. I'd always thrown across my body, and the change was, it's very minimal. If I were to be able to, you know, demonstrate it to you,
sure.
It's not much at all. It's probably 4 inches maybe, but it just, you know, gives me more direct path to the plate. And, you know, I started that when I started my rehab. So when I played catch every day, I played catch on a line to make sure, you know, to drill it into me. So then after probably a month, it was just normal, and it doesn't even, you know, seem different now.
What's the sense around this team, Drew? A lot of people picked this team to finish first, go to the World Series last year. You know about all the hype surrounding this organization. Now, frankly, a lot of people are saying this team could finish in last place in the American League East. They point to the rotation as one of the reasons. What's the sense around that team right now?
I think everybody's just ready to get going. You know, there's a good feel. Everybody's working real hard and ready to go and go out there and perform. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what everybody else expects from you. The same people that picked us, they're picking us to finish last this year, picked us to finish first or last this year, you know, first last year. So, mm-hmm. You know, as far as everybody else goes, it's not really a worry or anything I think about, or I don't think anybody else does either.
Drew, what is the thing you missed the most as you were rehabbing from the surgery?
I'm just being around the team, being around your teammates every day, going to the yard every day, and the games at night. You know, the atmosphere, all of that. It's tough. You know, instead of that, you're going into a rehab complex with about six people at, you know, 9:30 in the morning, doing the same thing over and over, and it's not fun.
What kept you going through that?
Just getting back. You know, you're loving the game and wanting to get back where you were and to give yourself the opportunity that I have now. And that's what it was all about, to, you know, put myself in the position to make the team and then have a good year and have a good career.
Drew Hutchison joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Drew, Deonor Navarro is going to be the everyday catcher for the Blue Jays. What have you noticed about working with Deonor and what's the relationship like between you two?
Oh, he's great. You know, we talked a lot, you know, even before he caught me for the first time. Before the first time in spring, I think he caught one bullpen. And, you know, we're on the same page. He's really good, really quiet back there. And he does a great job. I can't wait to work with him during the regular season.
Drew, I'm going to let you go. Enjoy the rest of the time in Montreal and go get him Tuesday. And congratulations. And stay healthy.
Thanks. I will. Appreciate you.